And what is your last little follow-up? I promise. I'm
That's
just
okay.
so
I'm having a
fast.
great
It's
time.
just so fascinating talking with you. What is your idea on, like, I mean, psychics? Like, obviously, there's psychics that you see on TV. Like, what was her name? And I think she got sued or something.
Miss
I don't know.
Cleo?
Yeah, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. And then. So there's psychics like that. So this is kind of a two-parter. A, what's your feeling about those type of psychics? And B, are there other psychics that actually do have some ability, and is that a form of magic in itself as well?
Well, I think, again, the word magic is such a huge umbrella.
Right.
I think when it's sincere, it is a form of magic. I think Miss Cleo had a great shtick.
Yeah.
If I was going to have some psychic read me, I would hope, and if it was going to be for entertainment purposes only, which they're quick to put in small letters at the bottom of that screen, I would hope it would be somebody like Miss Cleo, because if nothing else, it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, right.
I think there's definitely people who have psychic abilities, and
right.
I think that when used properly, this is a great gift that can really help people out. I also tend to be, you know, it's funny because as much as I am a practitioner of eclectic Wicca and, you know, believe so strongly in the things that I believe in, I tend to take more of a Harry Houdini type attitude towards psychics.
Right.
In that there's so much money to be made by, you know, by cheating people.
Right.
And I don't want to discount them entirely, but face to face with a psychic, I am usually more of a skeptic at first,
right.
And you have to try a little bit harder to convince me.
Right.
But for those who are true and sincere, and are really into using their gifts to validate people, and remind people that this isn't all there is, and that everything will be okay, whatever it is, you will get through it.
Right.
You know, anybody that uses it with perfect love and perfect trust,
yeah,
is okay by me.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call a psychic hotline, and I wouldn't pay $2.99 a minute to talk to anybody that was going to tell me, you know, oh, your mother died in July and you're really sad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's pretty obvious.
Right.
Something's going to happen. I don't know when. I don't know where.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of them are just so vague.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, the funny thing is, it's the people that are calling want to believe so badly that even if the psychic is a little bit off base, that person will, in their mind, bend what the psychic is saying to fit what they want to happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, people will read into things whatever they need to get them through whatever they're going through.
Yeah. But of course, you always hear the amazing stories about, you know, the psychic that was really specific and it did come through, or, you know, the tarot reading that actually did tell the future. And
sure.
You know, there are examples of that out there, and I believe that there is more out there than we can see. And
absolutely.
You know.